Welcome to Health News, your complete source for all the latest news you need to know to take charge of your life. Health News is all about you, your life, and your health. Because the more you know, the healthier you can be. Now sit back and get ready for the Health News Podcast. Today's Health News is brought to you by Dr. Douglas Stockell. And now, the news.
Welcome to your weekly Health News Podcast. I'm your host, Denise Chapman. According to British researchers, the gut produces its own hormone called glucagon-like peptide, or GLP-1, which suppresses your appetite. When you eat a meal that has a low glycemic index, meaning it does not raise your blood sugar very high or very fast, it increases production of the hormone. The lower the glycemic index of the food, the greater the amount of GLP-1 is produced, and the greater the appetite is suppressed. So sweets, desserts, candy, and flour products have a high glycemic index, which tends to lower the GLP-1 hormone, making you hungry, while low and medium starch vegetables and some fruits are low glycemic index foods, increasing the hormone and decreasing your appetite. Rather than buy one of those appetite suppressors you see on TV, you might just want to swallow a few nice servings of vegetables each day. And for our next story, we take a look at fat. It seems that not only do a lot of people have a lot on the outside of their bodies, but also on the inside. According to the Archives of Internal Medicine, triglycerides, the most common fats in the body, are yet another risk factor for heart disease. With safe levels around 150 milligrams per deciliter, over 30% of the population have levels around 200, 18% above 200, and some people have levels of 500 and even 1,000. Since people with high triglycerides tend to be overweight, inactive, and smoke, the best course of treatment is lifestyle changes. Losing weight, getting exercise, stopping smoking, and eating the right foods are the treatment of choice for high triglycerides, as well as every other heart disease risk factor. Another recommendation is to lower alcohol consumption, as alcohol increases triglyceride production by the liver. And when I come back, we'll take a look at what being red in the face can really mean, and why having osteoporosis increases your risk of falling.
Spring, a time for renewal. Ever wonder how what you ate for breakfast keeps you a living, thinking person? Or how an expectant mom knows how to create her baby's eyes and have them work right from the start? This inborn wisdom is within all of us. During April, find out if there is anything robbing you of expressing life and health to the fullest. Call Dr. Douglas Stockell at 310-985-1515. Now back to the news.
People who develop facial flushing, increased heart rate, or nausea when drinking alcohol may have an inherited enzyme deficiency called aldehyde dehydrogenase 2, or ALDH2. This enzyme deficiency is seen in about 540 million people worldwide and in up to 30% of all East Asian people, putting them at greater risk for esophageal cancer. The researchers think that just by asking people if they get flushing when they drink alcohol will determine if they have the enzyme deficiency. Esophageal cancer is one of the most deadly of all cancers, with a 5-year survival rate of only 15% in the US, 12% in Europe, and 31% in Japan. If you do experience flushing when you drink alcohol, it is a pretty good indication you should stop. And for our last story, it seems that osteoporosis, the loss of bone density, makes one more susceptible to vertigo or dizziness. In a study published in the journal Neurology, it is noted that a certain type of vertigo, caused by loose calcium carbonate crystals dislodged in the sensory canals of the ears, triggers the dizziness, and just as in osteoporosis, may be the result of a calcium metabolism problem. In fact, those with osteoporosis were 3 times more likely to develop vertigo. One of the greatest concerns with those with osteoporosis is falling and breaking their hip or other bones, which is more likely to happen if you are dizzy. It is suspected that hormonal changes that come with aging may be responsible for calcium issues. And lastly, as we do each week, we want to leave you with one more amazing fact about the miracle that is you. It takes 17 muscles to smile, and 43 to frown. Unless you're trying to give your face a bit of a workout, smiling is a much easier option for most of us. Anyone who's ever scowled, squinted, or frowned for a long period of time knows how it tires out the face, which doesn't do a thing to improve your mood. And that's the Health News Podcast for today. I'm your host, Denise Chapman, and I look forward to joining you next week when I'll be bringing you all the health news you need to take charge of your life.
Today's health news was brought to you by Dr. Douglas Stockel. The information on this podcast is provided for educational and entertainment purposes only. It is not intended as a substitute for professional advice of any kind. Health News assumes no responsibility for the use or misuse of this material. It is intended as a sharing of knowledge and information only. Health News encourages you to make your own healthcare decisions based upon your research and in partnership with a qualified healthcare professional.